Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, and this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly feature of the DJV program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The participants here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the charts. I'll go through the stories and the people list quickly, and then let's get at some of the things that have made conversation compelling this week on a lot of the nation's big talk radio programs. That's what Talkers does. They survey the show hosts and the programs and the stations that carry the news talk format. It's been going on for 29 years now. Every week, 52 weeks a year, the charts. This happens to be the week of May the 9th to the 13th at number 10. A continuing conversation about the climate and what's going on, the wildfires at number 9, immigration problems, number 8, crime and punishment, in a manner of speaking. Number 7, what's going on with Twitter, is he or isn't he? We'll talk about that. January 6th, that same old, still at in the countdown at number 6. The politics of votes and what's going on with people like Rand Paul. We'll get to that. The COVID situation is number 4, economy is 3, the war is 2, and the situation with Roe v. Wade and the discussion of abortion rights is number 1 this week. On the people list, Xi Jinping on the 10th position, Musk is at 9, Josh Hawley is at 8, Mitch McConnell is at 7, Joe Manchin at 6, Dr. Oz at 5, Trump is 4, Zelensky's 3, Putin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. One of the things that I found most compelling when we go back to number 10 this week, I've been looking at what's in the last 24 hours become a huge story, and maybe that's why I attach it to number 10, but I think it belongs, it has its own spot, and that is the revelation of the black hole in our galaxy. Have you seen this, ladies? This huge black hole?
Yeah, I saw something spinning around.
Yeah.
I think it lives under my couch. Isn't that where it is?
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where all the socks go when you do laundry.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is the most powerful black hole the universe has ever seen or followed. It is 4 million times the size of our sun, created around a hole, basically, and this is what makes it so amazing, because we can't really, I don't even imagine something that's this enormous.
And what's then on the other side?
Well, that's the question. What is on the other side? What's in the hole? As more gas and things that, it's the decomposition of what the universe has used to compose planets and stars, the sun, the way the heat comes from, the light comes from. And so this big hole is in the middle of our galaxy, but it's so far away, it's like 4 billion light years, and it's in our galaxy. Remember a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was a month or so ago, I posted a picture of what the new telescope is. There was the Webb telescope, isn't it? The named after the fellow that ran the space program for a good number of years. So this thing has taken a shot of our galaxy and of sort of the known universe. And you see how little, how tiny our galaxy is, and yet the galaxy is so big, it has this big black hole in the middle of it, and into this hole gets sucked planets and sun. The galaxy is full of solar systems like ours, and they just get sucked into this black hole. And then they come out on the other side, in a manner of speaking, because the gases reform, and that's how new planets start. Are you following me? The reason I bring it up is because there are those who think that even though this is that far away, what goes on with these suns affects our climate, or the climate, the influence of all of this stuff traveling around in space, and how it bombards you know, planets, the sun, which is 93 million miles away from us, you'd think, okay, how's that going to influence our weather? But the sun, the storms, if you look at the surface of the sun, are so tremendous, so huge, that they do. They affect everything from our weather to satellite distribution of radio programs like this, how your cell phone works, how anything that's electric works around this. I find it fascinating. Am I leaving everybody in the dust with this discussion?
No, well, I think it's really interesting.
I think it'd be interesting to if we ever had some sort of technology that, you know, where you could really fly into a black hole and really see what's in there.
You're right.
I think that's
come
kind
on
of
the
interesting.
Other side. Yeah. Sounds
can
like
you come out though? Don't you die in there?
Even if you turn around and come back, if it's like a drone
you
or something,
back
just
up.
To see what it looks
like.
Like
wrong turn. Sorry, I'm gonna flip a Yui here.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
what's notable is that we have a picture of it. You know, that's what's really making the news this week is that there's actually an image of this black hole. And, I mean, it doesn't look like much but a big blob, but it looks pretty fiery and crazy.
Well, there's no light there. That's why it looks like a blob. The image shows the shadow of the hole, but not the hole itself. And then you look back. Imagine, though, 4 million times the size of our sun. That is really, you don't just can't imagine it. Frank, now, how do we have the technology is another thing. It's 27,000 light years away from our planet. And we are, and this is in our galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. Can you imagine what else is out there? That's the thing. And how does it affect us? Maybe it doesn't.
It makes the whole idea of Star Wars where they just hop from planet to planet, you know, in different galaxies. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes it really a little more interesting and maybe even plausible.
Is this real? Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Is this real? Okay. Number two this week, the war. 1,000 civilian bodies were found in Kiev this week. This area occupied by the Russians. There are a lot of people looking around trying to investigate. I don't know what they're investigating. These people were executed by the Russians. What else do you need to know? We have this war that's continuing.
Well, they have to gather evidence for war crimes.
Are they starting to do trials now?
Yeah, well, the first one was that one Russian soldier who was, I think he's in his early 20s. They captured him, and he shot and killed a guy, an older man who was just riding his bicycle.
Yeah.
And he basically executed him. So he's in custody. He's the first one to face trial.
There are, according to a Telegram story this morning, the Ukrainian military is looking for some of the other troops that have done what you just described. But apparently there's a Russian general who's come into Ukraine who is going after some of the soldiers who are defecting, who don't want to advance, who are just not doing their job according to the Kremlin. And this commander, the commander is apparently is brutal. He is not afraid of shooting soldiers that don't do their job. Apparently, the soldiers just have stopped. And one of the things that's going on here is that the company commanders even are reluctant to move. So the Russians, because of this and a manpower shortage in the theater of war to begin with, they are sending in their commander. This thing is unwinnable. And they're never going to, with Putin alive, they're never going to admit to that. But that's really kind of what's going on. The Ukrainians have done what no one thought they could do. And so now the Russians are sending in people to either threaten the soldiers to do their job or to kill them or send them back to Russia. And put them in jail if they don't.
This is what we kind of talked about on the DJV show this week, and it's been, you know, that's been my concern is that we're now in this prolonged period of just, you know, back and forth. And yes, some wins have happened for Ukraine. They've driven Russia out of Kyiv. They've driven Russia out of Kharkiv, which is the news that happened this week. Russia has indicated that they'd be interested in annexing the East, but then you have to ask, is Zelensky going to want to give up the East? And so there's a lot of questions, and if you stay in this prolonged period, you know, Ukraine will run out of resources, so then the rest of the world is compelled to continue to donate money, and I understand that. But then at what cost to the world economy? And Vladimir Putin has even noticed this. He said, look at all these Western countries. It's not just ours that have now put themselves in peril because they're throwing a lot of money towards Ukraine, and how
well, Putin's counting on everyone, right? And Putin's counting
folding
on the rest of the countries, you know, like, oh well, we're really into it for a couple weeks, but no, now we're now, you know, we don't want to spend any more money, we don't want to send any more money, and I
or
think
taking advantage of a weak economy, which is what he did to begin with. That's
right.
Why he chose now to go into Ukraine, because
right,
gas prices were high, the inflation rate was high, the economy was uncertain. He can't go in, and this is something that's really true. And people ask, what could we have done to deter it? If you keep gas prices, if you keep the price of oil about, what, gasoline about 30 to, well, probably about $44 a barrel, there is no way for Putin to invade Ukraine. When gas prices started to go up, it was prime time, because that drives inflation for Putin to go in. So by having one problem that we think is completely unrelated to Russia, it shows that it weakens us as a country, as a world, really, and then he takes advantage of it.
But what caused the increase to begin with? The increase. Why did we stop?
Well, you know, I'll give you my answer. You don't like that answer, but I think, I mean, at least in our country, I think there's been a concerted effort to get away from oil and gas and fossil fuels. And
so, but who's responsible? The bottom line is, who's responsible for the increase? Who decides that instead of $60 a barrel, oil is going to be $75 a barrel?
Well, talk to us about the availability in the market.
Right.
Yeah, it's about the availability in the market too. About what's supply and demand. I mean, that's
And another part of that, of the supply and demand, is that during the pandemic, in the beginning, no one drove anywhere. And oil companies were left with so much surplus that had been ordered. You know, everything gets ordered like the year before.
Yeah.
And so the orders that were just sort of keeping up with, you know, normal demand, no one saw this the global pandemic coming. And so oil companies were left with just all this supply, and there was no demand. And then, so for the next year, for 2021, when orders went in and they started, you know, hedging futures and all the stuff that they do on Wall Street, they cut everything way, way back. And then all of a sudden the demand was there, but the supply wasn't. And so we've had all kinds of issues. It's been like following the bouncing ball. And so, yeah, when you combine that, and then prices went up, and Jen's right, and that's exactly why Putin chose the time that he did. And Ukraine's just sort of been the X factor.
18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com. And the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, a point in this hour, and every hour actually of the DJV program, where we pay attention, not that we don't always pay attention to our listeners, people who are responding to various questions that we may pose on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. One of the questions that Jay asked this week, for those of you who wanted to comment on the biggest news stories, which one do you think is number one? And Margaret, is it Pulo? Would you pronounce her name
I'd
that
say,
way? Something.
Yeah, Pulo, probably yeah. Something like that. She's with everybody else. Out of control crime and violence in American cities. I think there are a lot of people that yeah. are focused on that. Certainly yeah. in certain cities where you just don't feel that safe to even go outside anymore.
And that's why it's number eight this week on the countdown. All right, who else? Laura Jackson.
Laura Jackson says the cost of living, also a good one. It's gone up 8%. We're only getting 2% cost of living raises. She says literally going in the hole 6% this year. How does our president explain this? And this is what a lot of people are dealing with, the real life problems, right? I call them the quality of life issues, where if you do exactly what you did last year and you did it this year, it's going to cost you $5,200 more so far into this year. And that's a huge amount of money. Costs are up on everything from food to travel to gasoline, and that's
but if you're only getting
line.
If you're only getting a 2% cost of living raise, you need to, I mean, that's not the president's fault. No president can change what the cost of living raise will be, so you need to take that up with your employer. I mean, this is a time more than
raise is based on employers, but I mean, truly what's happening right now, there's no explaining away the fact that inflation is real, it's high. It was 2.5%
but I'm saying
when
that
Trump
this
left
is
office. It's 8.5% under Biden.
Well, 2 years into a pandemic,
well,
yes,
it
obviously.
It impacts the most vulnerable of us, so it's a tax. It's really a tax on the middle class and on the poor.
That's why I'm saying this is now a great time to be an employee. This is an employee's market, and so if a 2% cost of living raise is all your company is going to give you,
somewhere else.
Start shopping around for a better job, because there are signing yeah. bonuses you can get. I mean, there are companies.
Hard.
Well, but there are a lot of companies who are willing to pay more for that.
It's hard. Again.
Well, I think the cost of living is actually up more than 8%, frankly. You look across the board, and that's why I've suggested this week more than once when it
comes
to food.
Our rent went up 6% this year, so right there, that's huge.
The ability to go to a local farm to get your produce, at least you're not paying them to ship the stuff in, which is what the grocery stores are doing, and it's local and it's fresh, or something to take advantage of. Tim Lowe says what about the Supreme Court?
Leak. He says it's just a coincidence that it occurred before a midterm election cycle, right? Sharon Jacobek said, all the money going to Ukraine while our country is dying, enough already. That was what Rand Paul said this week. That's one of the trending stories this week, that he tried to block some of the aid that's going to Ukraine.
Well, he did block that $40 billion Ukraine.
Well, temporarily. It'll still move through, but a temporary block. Yeah.
And what did he say? What's his reason?
That you can't help Ukraine by killing the United States.
At some point, right?
If this just keeps going the way that it is, and it's a stalemate, at some point something has to change, right? Either NATO decides we're all going in and we're just going to start bombing the crap out of Russia, or, I mean, at some point something has to change. We can't just stay in this pattern.
That's for sure. Can't keep going around. We can't sustain the cost of petroleum, not only here in our country, but elsewhere around the world. The discussion of our price, cost of living increase is part and parcel of that whole thing. Cannot be sustained. Something has to be done. All right, let's see where the leadership is. That's the question. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge still hasn't decided if it's legal for the Biden administration to end COVID-19 related restrictions at the southern border. Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and explains why federal border assistance has been misguided.
We feel like this administration has not given us the enforcement tools. They've given us the processing tools, but they haven't given us the enforcement tools to stop this crisis that currently goes on. In fact, when we process people through quicker, that just means more people are going to continue to come. That is inviting people to come here.
The White House is pushing Congress harder to authorize billions of dollars in additional COVID funding. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki warning that some COVID programs may have to be shut down abruptly. You're listening to USA Radio News. $40 billion in proposed aid to Ukraine is stuck in the Senate after Republican Rand Paul blocked passage of the bill, saying the U.S. economy will only suffer with more spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty agrees.
Well, that money certainly has a place, a better place and a higher use, in my view, to be dealt with issues right here at home. Again, borrowing money that we don't have, to spending it on areas of the world where there may be a crisis. I don't think America has anything against Ukraine. We don't want to see them fail, but we have problems right here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senator Paul says he wants language inserted into the bill without a vote that would have an inspector general scrutinize the new spending. A new Monmouth University poll found that President Joe Biden's approval rating is 38%, and only 18% of Americans say the country is on the right track. Wall Street ending the week on an up note, gaining 466 points Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts that are generated by Talkers Magazine every week. You can check it out at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. Let me go back to with you, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay is off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. The Roe v. Wade leak and the conversation about that, that's the number one item this week. And I was looking at some of the comments from some of our listeners, like Tonya Reese saying part of the conversation ought to be focused on birth control, like more men getting vasectomies since they are reversible. Not a bad comment,
there's
frankly.
There's flawed logic in that, though, because vasectomies should not be considered reversible, and they're not, and it's not even a guarantee that they are. So, like, I've been seeing that a lot, but, like, again, we have a major lack of knowledge when it comes to how our bodies work, and a lot of doctors are like, okay, hello, when you get a vasectomy, it is with the understanding that it is irreversible. So
I know of men who have had them reversed, however.
You can have, there is a possibility.
It's not always successful.
It's not successful. It has
I don't
no
know that that's
rate.
The issue here, though. I think the issue is...
Well, I think her point, Tanya's point.
Yeah, her point about birth control, but we also have to be, like, you know, informed about how we talk about birth control.
Well, I think she's also making the point that she wants it to be about men, not just about women, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Helen Tarr says, this would never have been a discussion of some people if they had not pushed full-term abortion. You can't decide on the first 16 weeks... then abortion should not be an option. Unfortunately, it's become a very common type of birth control. Tammy Grieve writes to our social media, if a woman must give birth to a baby she doesn't want, it'll be raised without love, maybe ignored or abused. If given up for adoption, it may grow up. I grew up in an orphanage knowing nobody wanted him. I guess I'm not sure what that means, but at any rate, she says better not to be born. I understand there are so many different, this is the problem, or this is the opportunity. It's like pretty much everything else. Not everybody agrees. And so, but why is it somebody else's business what you do with your body. You can say, well, I'm protecting the rights of the unborn.
Well, I think, I mean, okay, so I think that that's sort of like a kind of, it's sort of flimsy, especially later in pregnancy, because I understand, and I think, who was it, Helen Tarr, who said, you know, if you're going to get an abortion, do it early on. I think that's where the appetite is for most people
that's
in
true.
This country. Yep. The problem is that the people who are running things, the far left, and they voted on it this week, and Senator Schumer, I would have never thought I'd be calling him a far leftist, but that's what he's acting like. I mean, they pushed a bill. They were trying to codify, or so they said, Roe versus Wade, but this bill expanded abortion up until the time of birth. And so then I'd ask you this question. When does the rights of the body that's being born count? Because you also have a child who could survive on their own being killed by the person who's delivering that child. And that's not okay. That is extreme. And it's murder. If you don't need the mother as a vessel anymore, then what's the difference between killing someone, killing a baby at 9 months and killing a baby that's been born for 3 months? There's a big difference. Our society treats it differently.
Pretty amazing how this goes back and forth. It really is. All right, let's move to number seven this week. Elon Musk says Twitter, the deal to buy it, is temporarily on hold because he's trying to figure out what. What's the... The fake accounts, apparently.
I don't know. I think that that's a very... He claims that it's on hold because he says that he wants to prove that less than 5% of the accounts are bots. And that's been his assessment from the beginning.
I don't even know what that means. What is it?
Well, because there are a lot of fake bot accounts.
What is a bot account?
It's an automated, it's not real. It's an automated, it's like a, it's not a real person. It's a computer-driven account. And so,
it's how they, you know, when they say, like, Russia interferes, Russian bots, they typically set up these things where they try to change sentiment by putting out massive amounts of the same message.
So like, and they sit in these bot farms. Right. So they, all these people work and they sit in bot farms. Like, imagine huge call centers, but they're programming bots and they're sending out tweets through these fake bots, and that you get lots of followers who are bots. I mean, it's a whole big thing. Anyway, I think this is a massive excuse. And from what everyone's saying now on Wall Street, I mean, I don't even know if this whole sale is going to go through with Twitter. I would not be surprised if this implodes.
Conversely, I think, and there's a possibility that this isn't going through. There always has been. But one of the things that Elon Musk, and he started this firestorm on Friday morning just with this simple tweet that said that the Twitter purchase is temporarily on hold because he wants details about the platform's estimate about fake accounts. So you liken this, and someone on television this morning gave this example. If you say, I'm going to pay this amount for 100 eggs, and then you say, how many of those eggs could be broken? And the person who sells them says, well, about 5% of those eggs, and then you get them home when you find that actually 35% of the eggs are broken, then you know that you're not getting the deal. He's already paying a super high price for Twitter, and so there's a possibility that he's using this as a negotiation tool to try to get the price
down because they're
misrepresenting themselves as having more accounts than they do.
All right, let's move to number three, the economy. And the appointment of Jerome Powell to a second term, whether this affects, this is, who's sitting in the chair? This is probably, I think this job's more important than presidency, frankly.
Yeah, and the fact that he hadn't been confirmed yet, I mean, what is going on with Washington? It's like, I mean, look, I understand it. Maybe some people like him, some people don't. I don't really care about Jerome Powell, but somebody needs to be in that position because... We've got a real problem with our economy, with inflation rates. You need someone.
So there wasn't really any, though.
With.
That's the question. That's a good question because the vote was 80-19.
Really. Yeah, no, he's not a controversial figure.
Right. Yeah. So is there just nothing getting done? That's the question. Other examples talking about inflation and the cost of inflation: airfares up almost 20% this past month.
Don't we know it as we all fly to LA?
Yeah.
Right. It's the most expensive flight of my life.
Very expensive.
Is it? Was it really expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very expensive. Now, it's twice what it was. It used to be three for me to go back and forth from LA to Boston, $350, $380. It's now easily $800 And all the flights are full. And that's the other thing. Where people kind of looking back into their credit card.
They keep cutting so many flights. So naturally, the ones that are left are full because they've just got a shortage with all kinds of stuff. United has a shortage with planes. JetBlue has a shortage of pilots. I mean, everyone's got a shortage somewhere.
Delta has a serious problem. My sister was a flight attendant. She retired during the pandemic. And they gave her a couple hundred thousand bucks. So many people took it. Now they're they're in a real hole. They're in a real jam because they shouldn't have let so many people retire. They should have done something else, and they realize that now. And my sister said, I wish I hadn't retired, frankly, because she misses it. And so it was the easy, quick grab for a few bucks. But then at the end of the day, both sides have made a lot of mistakes here because it's very expensive to hire and train new people. And there is such a demand, as we've talked about before here, on, you know, if you don't like the fact you're getting a 2% cost of living raise, go find another job. There are plenty of people. Look, there are more jobs than there are people. People are just moving from one thing to the next. The airline business is one of the most secure because once you get in, they keep you in with the perks, much as anything else. So when you look at the surging airfares, price of jet fuel, this is going to affect transportation for quite a long time, frankly. And then, as you were suggesting, Victoria, airlines like United, they've suspended routes. JetBlue has. Alaska, Southwest, number of summer flights have been canceled because they can't, they don't have the pilots, they don't have the crew. The airline United has tried to bring back its Boeing 777s. They've been grounded for over a year because of not only the pandemic, but because one of their planes, the engine blew up over Denver. Remember that? Back in February.
I don't remember that, but I believe it happened. I just don't remember it. But, the pandemic is 2 years of a blur.
Yeah, well, that's kind of true. All right, let's talk about COVID here in our moments that remain, because there are a lot of things that are happening. It's number four this week on the countdown. Deaths from COVID are on the rise again. There are 365 daily deaths this past week, the average was. And this is, you know, after there have been a number of weeks of decline. Is it Omicron? Is it other? There were 77,000 new daily cases over the last week. That's up almost twice what it was the week before. Why? What's going on? The cases around me here in the Northeast, that's where they're higher. Fellow that runs the COVID department of the National Institute of Health, says that the U.S. will be increasingly vulnerable to the virus this fall if Congress doesn't swiftly approve new funding for vaccines. Why the hell should Congress be funding it? The drug companies are making kajillions. Let them do the research.
Well, they won't.
They're the ones going to make the money.
They won't do it, though.
Somebody needs to hold their feet to the fire. Why aren't they doing it? Because it's like the chicken and the egg. They know we'll do it. The taxpayer will pay for it. Why should they do it? That's the thing. They should be the ones doing this. It's their business. And so what are we going to have? I think that Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the doctors associated with the DGV program on DGV Health, has been very outspoken when it comes to this, thinking that people should wait until the fall. And I've heard this from a lot of doctors.
For a booster or
for a booster? Yeah, for a booster shot. For the second booster shot, getting it now is pretty much meaningless because they aren't lasting. Some of the research suggests that booster shots only last 6 weeks. 8 weeks.
Well, and,
not
to play devil's advocate here, but the new study that came out this week is that 40% of COVID deaths are of the vaccinated now. So it's like, what's the point? Maybe it needs to get better to match what variants are out there.
Mm-hmm. 15 states have reported 10 or fewer new cases, though. It's interesting, again, back to where you are, because if you're in Alabama, Arizona,
cycles,
it hit
the Northeast really hard and fast in the beginning. California was in the beginning, and then it slowly made its way down to the South. Now the South is getting better, and the Northeast is now in another up cycle. I mean, right now it's twice as bad to be in New Jersey, where I am, than it is in L.A. And that's like it's. I just looked at the numbers, you know, from Brown University, which does a fantastic job of keeping track of all the numbers, and it's unbelievable how it's like twice as risky to be in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where I am on the shore, than it is to be in Los Angeles, a major city. It's wild. It's just
interesting. The discussion of masks and wearing them is back once again. I saw somebody. You know who Patti LuPone is?
Sure. Yeah, Broadway legend.
Star. Yep, right. She apparently went off on people going into the theater that are not wearing masks.
Well, everybody drops their mask down below their nose, and she's upset by that because that's what the rule is. If you're going to go to see a Broadway show, you got to have your mask on. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Don't go to the show if you don't want to wear a mask.
There it is. If you can't wear a mask, don't go into the black hole. That's probably a different story.
Nobody wants to make Patti LuPone mad.
No. Heavens no. All right, so there it is. Our thoughts about the charts, the info, the ladies of the DJV program here at 48 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown Show with the top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine this week. These are the items that have been discussed most according to the research on talk radio around the country. At number 10, the situation with the wildfires in the Southwest and what that's doing. If you look out the window in that part of the world, what do you see? Some of the pictures are really pretty dramatic. At number 9, immigration problems continue, connected to drugs especially. And that's connected to number 8, the crime, the violence is a relationship to immigration in part. Elon Musk at number 7 with the Twitter purchase, to do or not to do, that's the question. January 6th is number 6. The political arena, number 5. COVID's 4. The economy is 3, the war is 2, and the discussion of Roe v. Wade is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg, I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Caliter, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. The people list from Talkers Magazine this week includes 10 people who are very much a part of the stories that are in the top list, which, by the way, is published at Talkers.com and also DJVShow.com if you want to check these stories out. Number 10 is Xi Jinping, leader of China. Elon Musk is at 9. Josh Hawley is at 8. Mitch McConnell, number 7. Joe Manchin, 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Mr. Trump is 4. Zelensky is 3. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is number two, and Joe Biden is at the top of the list, as you can imagine, with an overview of what's going on in the White House. There's always a focus on the president, isn't there? Isn't that interesting how we always seem to be, we put the president first. Even, is he really the most important? He's the most talked about person. A lot of times people confuse the fact that he's the most talked about, or whoever's in the number one slot, are they the most important or just being discussed the most? Are they two things that are the same? In my mind, the answer to that is no. But that's the people list anyway. This week from Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for us to do the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this past week. As according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with an entree to number five, which is a discontinuation of something from Apple.
Yeah, pour one out for the iPod. So the iPod Touch, which is the final version of iPod after 20 years.
We'll drink to this? Is that pour one out? Does that mean we'll drink to that?
Pour one out is more like, never mind. It's just a tribute, yes. Okay. Anyway, so after 20 years, the iPod has been discontinued. The iPod Touch is the most recent version of it. As Apple has noted, the first iPod came out over 20 years ago. The original model was basically just a portable music player, but as iPhones have become a camera and a portable music player and a film studio all in one, there are a lot of things that have become obsolete because of it. And, of course, that has happened to the iPod. No one needs to carry a second device when you've already got your smartphone for everything else that you need.
Right. All right, number four, Google Chrome. What's going on with that?
Google's adding a feature to their Chrome autofill system called virtual card numbers, and this is going to let you hide your credit card or debit card number while making purchases online. Google says that the feature will help make it easy to securely buy things on websites that don't support options like Google Pay or Apple Pay. And it's basically the same experience as using Chrome autofill to enter in your credit card details, but this has an added layer of security. So if you give your card number to a vendor and they abuse it, you you've got a lot of rigmarole to go through, calling the bank, you know, getting a new card, new numbers, all that. That will not happen now if you use Google's virtual cards, because these are one and done transactions and the vendor can't do anything, you know, with your information. So this is going to be rolling out at first with Capital One credit cards. So if you have a Capital One card and use Google Chrome, you can start right away. And they're adding support for Visa, Amex, and MasterCard is coming soon.
Number three on the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week is a focus on a new device from AT&T. Is that what this is?
No, this is the new 911 routing system. So you don't have to do anything. This doesn't require you to buy anything or do anything differently. AT&T is the first carrier to deploy the location-based routing for 911 calls. This is a new feature that allows AT&T to transmit wireless emergency calls to the correct call center based on where you're making the call from. So if you're on your cell phone and you're stuck on the side of a highway somewhere and you call 911, in the past, all of these calls would bounce off the nearest cell tower. And so that could be up to a 10-mile radius of how far away the call actually lands. Now, with this new system, they're going to be able to accurately know where you are within 50 meters of where the call was placed. And so this is starting, this is already live now in Alaska, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, Wyoming, Kansas, Illinois, a bunch of other states. Excuse me. They're moving forward with adding the rest of the country, but this is a build-out that they're going, you know, kind of slowly. AT&T said it will add additional regions over the course of the next several weeks, and they expect the whole country will be covered by the end of June. Now, the FCC has gone after Verizon and T-Mobile. They are both working on the same type of system, but for whatever reason, AT&T got out there in front.
Got it. Number two, sanctions on crypto.
The U.S. Department of Treasury has done something that they've never done before. They actually sanctioned an online cryptocurrency tool that was tied to a North Korean hacking group. This is the first time that the Treasury Department has issued sanctions against a cryptocurrency mixer, which can be used for all kinds of illegal things. A North Korean cyber unit called the Lazarus Group is responsible for this. $620 million they stole back in March in cryptocurrency. So it's and they've been laundering this money, and now the Treasury Department has caught on to them and said, you know, no more of that. So it's interesting that everyone's getting into the sanctions game.
Although I did see some big company this week investing $20 million in Bitcoin. I'm trying to remember who it was. I'll remember in a moment after you tell us what's number one this week.
Well, the White House debuted their new program for low-income internet service plans. 20 internet service providers have agreed to offer $30 high-speed internet plans to low-income families, which essentially gives them free service after they qualify for a federal subsidy. This is called the Affordable Connectivity Program. It's ACP, and they're working with Verizon and Comcast and Charter. And if you think about it, what's really sad, 48 million U.S. households qualify for this program. That's how many people do not have internet in America.
Wow.
So far, almost 12 million have signed up.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.